Today's Cotton Newsline is three cuts. All cuts are Gary Adams, Vice President of Economics and Policy Analysis for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
If we look at the latest USDA estimate for the 2013 crop, it breaks down into 12.55 million bales of upland production and 636,000 bales of ELS production. For the U.S., it was a 120,000 bale increase from their December number. We saw adjustments in just about all of the cotton producing states relative to the December.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Probably the notable one to mention is that the Texas crop was increased 200,000 bales. So that accounted for the increase in the U.S. Of course, it was partially offset by some adjustments and reductions in other states. And that leaves us with the U.S. crop of just under 13.2 million bales.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
USDA left the mill-use number unchanged from December at 3.6 million bales, but USDA did raise the export number 100,000 bales, now calling for 10.5 million bales of exports. That generates a total offtake of 14.1 million bales, and if realized, would leave an ending stock number for the current marketing year at 3 million bales. So based on these USDA numbers, still a fairly tight balance sheet for U.S. cotton.